Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of Seven Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. We're so glad you tuned in today on Toginet Radio. If you catch this show a little later on podcast, we're so glad you tuned in. The honorary host on Toginet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich, he's not with us today. He is participating in a mastermind, and let me tell you what. He's the author of The Seven Levels of Truth, and if you folks know anything about that book, those people attending that mastermind are in for a treat. Bill was with us Tuesday on our TV show because our TV show, our theme this week is Living in Love by Releasing Fear, because all of us have fear. It's perfectly normal, it's perfectly natural, but it's also very physical. Everything that exists in the world of fear is limited to planet Earth, and we need to give thanks and we need to love ourselves so we can love others. And that's when we tap into the abundance of the universe. So we got that show going on. It will be live this afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern time on E360 TV. You can go there and download the apps, watch us on Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and many other branded channels, or you can watch us on Facebook. Bill's website, Mr. Bill Heinrich, is TrueLifePurposeNow.com. That's TrueLifePurposeNow.com. And folks, if you like coffee, I mean, if you really like coffee, I've been accused of being a coffeeholic, and I think that's a good thing because I do love coffee. We got some two wonderful people with us today, and they're going to be talking to us about their coffee, and they create and brand their own coffee as far as their manufacturers, I guess you would call it. But most importantly, they know everything about coffee, and they're going to share with you information, because normally when you think about coffee, you think about caffeine, but that's just one little thing that's a stimulant in coffee. The main thing of it is that all of the antibodies that coffee has in it, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, it's just amazing, the antioxidants, I should say. That is the wonderful thing in coffee, and it's very beneficial to us. Here in the United States, for example, Americans, we consume about 1.2 billion kilograms of coffee, which equates to over 2,645,000.5 million pounds of coffee. That's how much we love our coffee. And it's just, I think it's either the second or the third largest drink. But let me introduce you to our first guest. The young lady's name is Jihad Abdullah. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. I'm really happy to be with you. It's a great pleasure.
Well, we're very honored to have you here. And a young man is with us is Mustafa Ali. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. I'm doing great. Very happy to be here and even feeling better that I heard you today.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. And I mean, we're so honored to have you here because a lot of the folks out there in radio land and podcast land, they're like me. They love their coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And first of all, let me ask you a little bit about coffee. How did you get started in the coffee business?
Jihad, want to go first?
Sure. So for me, I started as a coffee addict. I was looking for a good coffee when I arrived to Canada. So I was looking everywhere. I have that taste and smell that I was looking for that I couldn't find here. So I started as a big fan of Makaban Coffee. I found them online. I tried their coffees and I was amazed by the taste and the smell, as they were even better than the thing that I was looking for. And yeah, we started from there. I started to contact them. I started to ask them more questions about why it is, you know, that delicious and why it is really, why it has this unique smell. I was really curious to know more and more about coffee, and they were very nice. Like they learn me, they teach me a lot of things. I learn more about specialty coffee. I didn't know anything about specialty coffee. I just know coffee, you know? So step by step, I found myself a partner in their great journey, and we started Makaban Canada together.
Hey, that's wonderful. And your company, what's your company name? Is it Mocha?
Mocha.
Mocha.
Yeah, so the name is Mocha. The Mocha is, you know, the famous drink that everyone loves, which is chocolatey drink. And the name comes from Al-Macha, so K-H. We, like, the pronounce is Kha. So it's Mocha Seaport. We have it in Yemen. And it's also the name of this famous drink. So this famous drink was named by our Yemeni Mocha Seaport. And bun is the Arabic name of coffee, like the cherry, the ground coffee, the coffee beans. We call it an Arabic bun. So from there, we came up with the name Mocha Bun.
That's really unique. And ladies and gentlemen, their website again is, of course, the www. I don't know why we say that, because all the websites start with that. But it's MOKHABUNN.C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha. Yeah. The CA is an abbreviation for Canada, because these good folks are located up in Canada. And you're a Canadian coffee roastery and company, and my goodness gracious, you know, it's, you know, coffee is just one thing is just really taking off. And I got to be honest with you, when I walk into a Starbucks, which is really not that often, but when I do, and people, and I tell people, I just want a cup of coffee. Sometimes the young folks there behind the counter look at me like, you know, you just want a plain cup of coffee? And I go, yeah. I guess I'm showing my age and my ignorance there, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm a coffee-holic. I love coffee. And in the morning when I get up, the first thing I do, I push the button for the coffee to start, you know, dripping. And then I go over and I get a glass of water. And in my glass of water, I put a pinch of sea salt in there because I love sea salt. It's good for you. And while I'm drinking that and, you know, starting to get, you know, some good fluid in my body, and by then the coffee's ready, and then game on.
This is the perfect start for an amazing day, right?
It really is, because coffee.
I do the same.
Yeah, because for me, ladies and gentlemen, coffee is a time that you sit down, you relax your mind, and you just, you know, put your day in proper perspective. And one of the things that I've learned, Mustafa, is that, you know, when I was younger, I used to make a list of things I wanted to get done that day.
Right.
And of course, I never completed my list, you know, because being the guy, you know, the kind of person I am, being a perfectionist too, I always put down 49 things when I only realistically could do 15 or 20. But what my point being in sharing this with you good folks out there is that for a long, long, long time, I used to not look at what I got accomplished, but grumble to myself what I did not get accomplished. And what I'm saying now is that in the morning, I get up and I'm drinking my coffee. I got a relaxed mind and I'm looking at the things I didn't get done, you know, yesterday. And I figure, wow, you know what? No one came in last night and stole this list from me, so I guess I better do it. You know what I mean? And it really does start your day off amazingly. And I'm going to, we're about 3 minutes away from commercial break, But I mean, your coffee, how long have you been roasting your coffee and have your company?
The company was born around 4 years ago, but mm-hmm. I've been roasting for the past 12 years. I mean, I started my journey with coffee way, way long back ago. I used to help because my uncle is one of the best roasters in Yemen. Mm-hmm. We're from Yemen originally, and I used to help him as his roastery. So I learned the craft from my uncle, but way before that, I fell in love thanks to my grandma, because she used to roast coffee at home for our personal consumption. And man, believe me when I say it, the aroma or the smell of roasting coffee is something that I really, really wish I can share it with our listeners. The problem is that the technology is not yet improved to share smells or sensations.
Just imagine if you could just package that and sell it and people open that in their house. Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm really happy to share that for free for everyone, but unfortunately we're not at the level of sharing aroma with the public. But my journey started with coffee ever since when I fell in love with the very lasting aroma or smell of roasting coffee. And then day by day, I start to develop my skills until I reach to where I am now with this brand. Mm-hmm. It's Smokable.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're talking about the smell and all that. Reminds me when I was like I tell folks, I was a kid in the 1950s and an overly intelligent teenager in the 1960s. But I remember waking up, especially on those cold mornings when mom and dad lived on the farm there, and you smell that coffee percolating in the morning. And oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I mean, that would just make even the roosters would get up and crow for that early in the morning.
Wow.
But I tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot more information about good coffee and how you can find their brand of coffee, their great coffee. And we're going to break for a commercial break here. We're about 7 seconds away. And we'll be back with, Jihad and Mustafa right after this brief message from our advertisers.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Well, skunks are making the news again. Seems everyone has a skunk story. A friend of mine was dozing on the couch on her patio when she felt something furry brush up against her hand. She thought it was her cat until she smelled a terrible odor. "I was petting a skunk," she told me. What's a word for shocked? Timey-wimey. In Colorado, a wildlife officer was called to help a skunk whose head was stuck in a peanut butter jar. After tugging for 10 minutes, they finally freed the critter and it ran away without spraying anyone. Guess that was a fair trade, otherwise known as quitter for quatter. In Minnesota, it's illegal to tease a skunk. What's a word for teasing a skunk? Tan-tan-tanning, wart-wardling, and downright foolish.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the6minutewebinar.com. That's S-I-X-minutewebinar.com. And be sure and go there and you can watch the video, because what the 6-Minute Webinar is really designed to do is to be able to share your message, whatever it might be, whether you're a coach, whether you're an author, if you got a product, whatever, you can design the 6-Minute Webinar to be your 24/7 salesperson, and just put the, you know, upload it to YouTube, your video, and you can put it on blogs, social media. You can do target marketing, which is very important. And if you folks out there, small business people, you can target market people very, very inexpensive, because the only thing it's going to cost is your time. And you advertise your, or just put your little video link there, just one line, and say, you know, if you're interested in this, this is what it's about, or however you want to word it, and target groups that's already interested in what you have to offer. And that's a lot more cost effective, and definitely more effective than, you know, just broadcasting out to the world, because a lot of people, that most people you can't help anyway. We are talking today about coffee. And I think it's the coffee outsells, I think it's even tea here in the United States. In fact, I know it does. And I've got two wonderful young people with me. I got a young lady by the name of Jihad Abdullah and a gentleman by the name of Mustafa Ali. And these good folks, they have Moha Bun Coffee. They're coffee roasters, and they are a Canadian company. And we are so glad that they took time out of their busy day to share some great information about their company, their coffee, with all of us coffee lovers around the world. So I just welcome back in the commercial. And during the commercial break, you wanted to share some information with the folks out there about your company and your coffee. So please just take the mic, and whoever wants to speak first, go ahead.
Yes, please. I'll go first, if you don't mind, Jihad.
Sure.
Actually, Moha Bun, it's a Canadian company that was born in 2018. We found this company with an intention of giving an easy access to coffee lovers, to roasters, to companies, to a sustainable, extraordinary, and delicious Yemeni specialty coffee. We are specialized in Yemeni coffee because we are originally from Yemen, and we have our own farms in Yemen. So we are very confident about the quality, because we supervise the quality starting from the seeding of the plants until the final cup. So we're really confident about the quality of our coffees. That's why we are specialized in this origin specifically. And in addition to that, Yemeni coffee, it's one of the rarest coffees in the world that it's very hard to find because of the high demand that we are facing nowadays, and the low production in Yemen. But thanks God, we have a solid access to the Yemeni market, that we can bring these coffees to Canada and share it with the coffee lovers in North America. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we have more than eight coffee varieties available on our website. They are all direct and fair trade coffees. They are all specialty coffee. And on top of that, the characteristics of each coffee is something that you've never tried in your life, because we are the only company that work with this coffee and in North America. And it hadn't yet arrived to the market. We promise everyone who's listening to us today that the experience they're going to get the moment they open up the bag that they're going to receive from Moha Bun, it's an unforgettable experience. And if you allow me to do something, Jim, please. Mm-hmm. I would like to offer a special discount for everyone who's listening to us, in order to encourage them to go visit our website and learn more about our coffees, because it's really something special. It's so easy to do. Just go to our website, choose the coffee that you like. If you need any help, you can write us directly, and we will help you to choose the best coffee that fits in your taste. And at the checkout, just use a discount code, which is GEM30, 30 and get 30% discount on all of our coffees.
Wow, that's really amazing. You know, ladies and gentlemen, what I like about this little company here and what Jihad and Mustafa has built up. The thing that I really like, these folks, they take the coffee directly from the farm to your doorstep. All they do is just roast it and make it possible for you to enjoy great coffee. Again, their website is mokhabunn.ca. CA stands abbreviation for Canada. So that's www.mokhabunn.ca.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you, I can almost smell the coffee brewing there. But, you're the first Canadian coffee roaster company that helps coffee enthusiasts, and I'm reading from their notes here, roasters and corporate entities to get easy access to just this wonderful coffee from Yemen. I started to say Yemeni. Sometimes I get my tongue wrapped around my eye tooth and can't see what to say, ladies and gentlemen. But
it's all right.
Yeah. But this specialty coffee micro lots, I mean, it helps maintain a fair and direct trade practice all the way from the farm to your doorstep. So this is what this show's all about. Your future is now. We're about helping the little person, the small business owner, help them get their brand, their name out there to the public. And for all you coffeeholics, we're going to be targeting marketing the recording of this show to all you folks there on social media and things of that nature. So we're just honored to be here. We're just honored to have these good folks on our show.
And there is us. Thank you.
The thing that I like about it, I went to your website, and I really like this. AL-Mocha is a small port city on the Red Sea coast of Yemen. And from the 15th century until the 18th century, it was the only marketplace to export coffee worldwide. And the word bun, B-U-N-N, is an Arabic meaning the coffee cherry, coffee beans, or ground coffee. Right. And you just combine them both together. That is just, I like that name. That's just really unique. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that would have took me, probably about 4 or 5 years to figure it out. And that probably took you guys about 4 or 5 seconds, huh?
May I explain something further on that?
Yes? Sure, please do. Yeah.
Whenever you hear the name Mocha in anywhere, and you hear people talking about Mocha or you read it, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
For me, I kind of like chocolate.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because the name of Mocha, it's originally the name of the port where the coffee was first exported to the world, which is a mm-hmm. Yemeni seaport. Yeah. All these mm-hmm. coffees that were exported from the seaport had natural notes of chocolate and cocoa, naturally, without any additives. It's because of the process, the climate in Yemen, the unique varieties that Yemen cultivates, mm-hmm. gets these coffees a very strong hints, I would say, or notes of chocolate, of dark chocolate and cocoa. So when the global demand increased and people could not fulfill the orders of the Yemeni coffee, they started to produce coffees in different countries after the Dutch smuggled these seven seeds of coffee and planted them outside of Yemen. They could not get the same characteristics of Yemeni coffee, which is the chocolatey and cocoa notes. So mm-hmm. what Starbucks did, they added chocolate to the coffee and milk to mm-hmm. get the same flavor of the original Yemeni coffee. That's where the name of Mocha, which is chocolate and chocolate and coffee and milk came from. But originally Mocha is a seaport, and we do offer these types of coffees that are directly from Yemen and has a very, very strong notes and flavors. It's not flavors, because when you say flavor, people will think that we are adding something to these beans. But it's like wine, I guess you like wine, do you?
Occasionally. I don't drink much, but occasionally, yes.
Yeah. But in such drinks, in such beverage, we talk about something called hints or notes. which are the sensations that you can feel in your mouth that are not really flavors, but that comes from the process or from the fermentation processes. So we do have two coffees, which is the Mocha AA Plus and the Mocha Sanani. I guess is famous in the United States. People know this Mocha Sanani. It has, man, believe me when I say, whenever you open the bag, it's like opening a cocoa bag, not a coffee bag.
Wow.
You know, this chocolatey smells that fly from the bag and really, really connects you with each and every bean inside that bag.
So,
yeah, I used to drink the coffees with sugar before knowing Mocha Bone coffees. But then I taste the Mocha A Plus and Sanani. It's just like milk chocolate. Like, I was like, oh, my God. There is no need to add any sugar anymore to my coffees. So this is what, like, this is the secret of the uniqueness that Mustafa said about the coffees. It is how sweet, complex, chocolatey, fruity, like you can find all these notes and hints in just one cup.
You know, as you guys are talking, I can just almost smell that coffee. Because I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the, a good friend of mine who has a coffee farm over in Hawaii, and they sell Kona. But see, a lot of times Kona is blended with other cheaper coffees, if I could use that phrase, and it might be 10% Kona, and they say Kona blend. They write on the Kona name. Right. And you know, a lot of coffee roasters and people in the business, that upsets them because they're using their good name to peddle junk. That was his words, not mine. But ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready for another commercial break. We'll be back with more with Jihad and Mustafa right after a brief message from our sponsors. And we also, during the commercial, go get yourself a good cup of coffee. And then we'll talk more about some great cup of coffee when you come back. We'll be right back.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
February is National Chocolate Month. Historians say the Aztecs discovered chocolate 3,100 years ago, and it was revered to the point of worship. The word chocolate comes from the Aztec word chocolatl, which referred to the bitter, spicy drink the Aztecs made from the cacao beans. The first chocolate bar was invented in 1847 by Joseph Fry. Did you know that it takes 1 year for a cacao tree to produce enough pods to make 10 chocolate bars? The scientific name for the tree that chocolate comes from, Theobroma cacao, means food of the gods. Man cannot live by chocolate alone, but we women sure can. Personally, I could give up chocolate, but I'm not a quitter.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. On our last break, we came back. I shared a little bit about the 6MinuteWebinar.com, but let me share something else with you that might be of tremendous value to you. If you suffer from glossophobia, and folks out there are saying, oh my goodness, is that like another pandemic? Well, it is a pandemic in a way, because glossophobia, the word glosso is Greek. It means the tongue. And we know what a phobia is. You're scared to death of something, right? That's the fear of public speaking. A lot of people are extremely nervous and scared of public speaking. And the reason I mention that, because with the 6-minute webinar, you can take that webinar as your building blocks to craft your presentation. And I want to give a shout out to a good friend of mine, if I may, Stephanie DeWayne. Stephanie, I know that you're still undergoing cancer treatments, and you know your husband's been keeping us informed of everything, and you know your family here, and most importantly, you're in our thoughts, you're in our prayers. And ladies and gentlemen, I call her the Ka-Ching Lady, because we put on a presentation one time, me and Don McGrath out in Phoenix, you know, 6-minute talks to help people get their message across and get on stage there and that sort of thing. It was a training session. And she took it home and she says, hey, this is my personal ATM machine. And being a couple of guys, you know, we were not as quick in between the ears as she was, being a lady. And I mean that in kindness, guys. Don't get mad. I mean, I'm a guy too. You know, at least I'm honest. But my point being is that she was able to take that message and get her product across. I shared earlier when I was on a presentation, I was on a summit out over in India, speaking summit, and I simply started out my presentation during, you know, my presentation. I'm going to share with you three ways that you can get your community involved to make your community a better place to live. Well, in the 6-minute webinar, if you've got a product, you can say, during my 6-minute webinar, I will share with you three proven ways that you can, whatever your gift is. And in this case here, you can enjoy great coffee and, you know, treat yourself and all those wonderful things. Just go to 6MinuteWebinar.com. We have a free trial there. Just put the two words together, free trial there, and you can try the 6-minute webinar for yourself and get it for yourself, you know, for free. And today I'm joined with my Jihad Abdullah and Mustafa Ali. And I'm telling you, they're sharing some great things about some great coffee. And during the break, Jihad was sharing with us, you know, from a lady's perspective, you know, how she enjoys her coffee. And I'm just going to turn the mic over to her, if I may. You know, what do you like about this coffee? Tell us what's so good about it, girl.
Yeah, so as I was telling you, as a person who used to drink coffee with sugar, I never thought that I will quit sugar with coffee. So when I found it, and the first time I tried the Sanani, let's start with Sanani, which a very long story because it's just an amazing coffee. First of all, when you open the bag, oh my God, you're going to smell chocolate cake, like literally chocolate cake. So I was, oh my God, is this even a coffee? And then I started to grind it. And when you grind the coffee, this is another level of experience because you will smell it more. And then I started to smell like a milk chocolate, not a chocolate cake anymore, but like I'm preparing a milk chocolate. So I was like, I want to, you know, finish the cup and taste it just to know what are these smells. So I started to prepare my cup, and the smell was stronger and stronger. And then when I tasted it, I was like, oh my God, like I totally understood why everyone was like recommended Mokaban for me. And like when I contacted them at Mustafa was telling me how sweet it is and how chocolatey it is. I was like, it's a coffee. How it comes, it will be, you know, naturally sweet and chocolatey. I didn't understand what does this even mean. Because as I told you, I didn't try specialty coffee before them. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it was literally something like a coffee, but with chocolate, sweet, with the Mocha A Plus, I was tasting dates, like as if I'm eating dates and drinking coffee.
Wow.
So I was like, oh my God, like this coffee should come to Canada. Everyone here should try it. Like, we have to do that, Mustafa. We have to start our business here in Canada because they deserve to have such high quality coffees.
No, yeah, absolutely. And you know, the thing I like about your story there, you know, you're talking about the coffee. It's like putting the icing on the cake of life. It's really delicious. But ladies and gentlemen, guess what? This young lady, she tripped across something and she realized, hey, this is my calling in life.
Right.
And that's very important in life because without her fulfilling her calling, a lot of people would not be able to enjoy this wonderful coffee that they make. And again, let me point out their website, ladies and gentlemen. It's MOKHABUNN.CA. The CA is abbreviation for Canada. And I really do appreciate the fact that, you know, Jihad was able to follow her dream, follow her natural calling, because in this life, as we know life, really we were born to be a blessing to others and to answer our calling to serve others. And if we do that, not only will we be successful, but most importantly, we will have a satisfied mind knowing that we are being the type of servants providing great products, great services, whatever your calling is, to folks. And I've got to say, I saw something on their website that made me go, oh my goodness, this is amazing, because they started their company back in 2018. And you might say, is, you know, coffee roasters, they're the new kids on the block, okay? But guess what happened at the Brewers Cup Championship in Chile back in 2019? And I'm going to let one of you take it over and share what happened down there. That this is a little company just started the year before. Please take it away.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Actually, I'm, in 2009, normally in the world of specialty coffee, we have some national and global competitions, which is the Brew Cup competition, which is the filter coffee, basically the how you extract on filter coffee. And there is another competition, which is the barista competition. What happens is around the globe, coffee professionals do this, you know, this national competition between the coffee professionals, and they choose the, and only one person wins this competition that goes to represent his country on the next year. So what happened in Chile, when we launched Mocabun in Chile in 2018, we started with a big challenge that we want to create a community of specialty coffee and start educate people about the Yemeni coffee in specifically, because no one had ever tried Yemeni coffee in South America. So within less than a year, we had a big success that people really, really liked our coffees, that the national champion of the Brew Cup chose our coffee in the national competition, and he won the first place as the first coffee in Chile in 2019. And he had to take this coffee to the international competition in Australia 2019. But unfortunately, because of the COVID and all what happened, they had to postpone the date. And until now, they couldn't make it. But we are so proud that our coffee won the first place in this competition as the first coffee that was brewed in the competition, which has gave us, you know, a big push to achieve our goals and to really improve the quality of the coffees that we roast and that we produce in Yemen, as well as to expand internationally and share this, you know, treasure with everyone who loves coffee.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much, Jim, for bringing this in.
Oh, you're more than welcome. The reason why I'm bringing that in, because ladies and gentlemen, for you entrepreneurs out there, imagine how you would feel if you started your company in 2018, and then the next year you're going up against some big guns. These guys are established, and they're probably, you know, this is probably a terrible analogy, but they're looking at the new guys showing up, look like they showed up at the Kentucky Derby, and they unloaded a Shetland pony or something. Because we're the establishment, we got pride, and we've been around. We got a name, and these guys, this little company from Canada, blew them right out of the water. I mean, folks out there, how would it feel if you could take your dream and your product, and really, you know, do what they did? You know what? The only thing that's stopping you is the doubts in the canyons of your mind. And I just got to salute you, because that just tickles me to death. And we come back after the break. We got about a minute and a half left before we go to break. But I want to also mention a few things about the benefits of coffee and the antioxidants in the coffee and how that's good for you, because coffee is a great drink. It's got a lot of antibiotics in it, antioxidants, and it's just a wonderful coffee. And the beautiful thing about their coffee, the Mocha brand here, the Mocha Bun coffee, I call it the Mocha brand, the Mocha Bun coffee, is the fact that it's pure coffee. There's no cheap additives in it. They're not trying to use some type of coffee as fillers or cheap coffee as fillers. This is the real deal. That's why in 2019, this little one-year-old company, they walked away with that prize in their hip pockets. I mean, I'm not a coffee guy or anything like other than just a consumer and a drinker, but I can guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, that you probably already know, they probably, you know, aggravated some of the establishment and the big guns down there who thought they had that award in their hip pocket, but that award went north to Canada. And stories like that, I love. I really, truly do love, because I like it when the little guy can stand up and win. Oh, my goodness gracious. Especially when you yank the carpet out from under the feet of the big boys. That is so sweet.
Yeah.
We got about 5 seconds left before we go to tunes, and we'll be back right after this brief commercial break. So please stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
I don't know about you, but I love to eat popcorn. It's the perfect choice for those of us into hunchery munchery. That's eating any time of the day. If it weren't for that lid on the kettle to keep the kernels in, popcorn can pop up to 3 feet in the air. The last few seconds of popcorn popping are always the most stressful. When I hear the final pitter-patter, nicky-knack, and crick-crackle, I always get nervous I'm going to burn it. And there's nothing worse than smoky popcorn. In the 1920s, popcorn was banned at most movie theaters because it was considered too noisy. What's the word for noisy eating? Yuffling. Today, popcorn is the number one treat for moviegoers, with theater managers claiming they sell the most popcorn for scary movies.
It's Margin Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're so glad you tuned in to Your Future Is Now here on the Toginet radio station. Our show will be also on podcast later on today. And we're so happy that you tuned in. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And today, as our guest, my goodness gracious, we got the Mocha Bun coffee team here. Their website is mokhabunn.ca. CA is the abbreviation for the .com up in Canada, so it's mokhabunn.ca. And right before the break, I was talking a little bit about the antioxidants and all that found in coffee. And I tell you right now, coffee is good for you. It really is. And then talking a little jihad, I call it a little jihad there. I call all young ladies little out of respect, of course. But in addition to all the wonderful things coffee is good for you, she wanted to share with you some things about their specific coffee and how great it is and the social impact and why all coffees are called Arabic?
Arabica.
Arabica, okay. Yeah. Folks, I struggled with English in high school, so you know you got to bear with me. But but most importantly, Gian, would you be so kind as to share with the folks out there the information? Go ahead.
Sure. So I will speak about the the other side of the specialty coffee. So it's not just about the coffee. Mm-hmm. As specialty coffee has like a direct and great impact on everyone on the supply chain, starting from the farmer to the end consumer. So from here, and because we believe in sustainability, we do have a direct and fair relationship with our farmers, and we should like give a big thanks to our heroes there in the farms, because you know they are the heroes behind everything, behind these great beans. So in Mocha Bun, we really appreciate this relationship, and we commit to long-term projects with them with a premium payroll. This way they can do better and at the same time have a better life. This is regarding the farm and the farmers. On the other side, you know that drinking specialty coffee is totally different than drinking any other coffee. And this is because if you really care about your health, as we all do nowadays, because there is a lot of awareness about health and what should we drink and we should not. So you should know that the specialty coffee is way better than any other coffee, as it has low caffeine, and it has, as I said, a high sweetness and chocolatey flavor, nut flavors, let's say, hints or notes in it. So in this way, you can quit sugar the way I did. So this is what I love the most about the specialty coffee, that it's not only coffee. There is like a big and a huge story behind it, starting from the farmer to the final consumer.
That's amazing. I really like it, because during the break, I was sharing with them, you know, employees around the world, the one thing that they love to do and the satisfaction in their mind that they all desire is to have pride in their job and in their product. And these folks here who harvest the beans out there, what I call the folks in the field, these folks take specific pride in handpicking, you know, the beans and making sure that the coffee beans that they send forward is the best. And I'm looking here on your, website, the mokhabunn.ca, and they got a little thing there called Coffee Match. And I figure, okay, let's see what they got there. And what brewing method do you use? Pour over drip, espresso? Oh my goodness gracious, cold mocha, French pressed, and oh my goodness. I don't know, I just put water in this cup, this pot, put my grounds in there and turn it on and walk away. So I guess I do the pour over the drip. I guess that's where that qualifies, right?
Yeah.
Would you be so kind as to share with the folks the different you know, methods there where people can enjoy the coffee, you know, that to their taste? The espresso and all.
Yeah.
Right. This depends. Actually, it depends on the coffee variety that we roast, and it depends on how we roast it. Because normally when we roast two different profiles. It's called a roasting profile, which means two different roasting methods that can be brewed either on espresso machines or on in drip, in pour over machines. Because we really care about the quality and we care about how the customers are going to enjoy this cup, we roast it based on the method that they're going to brew it. That's why we came up with this coffee match on our website. It's like a mini application that we installed on our website that helps people to choose the best coffee that fits in their needs or fits on the equipment that they have at home. Whenever they go to coffee match, they first choose the brewing method they use, then they can take, you know, four or three survey questions asking about the characteristics that they like, whether they like it chocolatey, whether they like it fruity. And then once they finish the survey, automatically the system will recommend for them the best coffee that matches their needs and their taste. Right?
That's really amazing, yeah, because you know, everybody drinks coffee, and just like any other drink, you know, you want it a special way. And coffee lovers, ladies and gentlemen, I've known people, when I was in the military, I've known guys that they had their coffee cup, and there's one thing you do not touch, and that's their coffee cup. I mean, we're talking about, you know, you can get, you know, knocked down for that. And this one female soldier we had, she was picking up the coffee cups and cleaning up the place. So she decided to wash the coffee cups, and she just picked up the cup of this one old sergeant. Right. And he was not happy about her washing his cup. I'm going like, am I missing something here? And I learned years ago, I used to be like jihadist. I always had coffee or sugar in my coffee. Or is it coffee and my sugar? One of the two. Depends on how much sugar you put in there.
Right.
But when I was in the service, we were in Germany, ladies and gentlemen. And it was very, very cold. It was in January. We were sleeping in tents. And you know, anything hot was like, oh, it was like a gift from, you know, from heaven, you know, might say. And this old mess sergeant there, and he had some coffee there. And so I walked in, and this is how I learned to drink my coffee black. I walked in and I says, you got some coffee there, Sergeant? Yeah, it's over there in a pot. Help yourself. And so I went over and poured a cup of coffee, and I'm looking around and I don't see no milk or no sugar because I just wanted sugar. And I says, where's your milk and sugar at? He turned at me. Now, you got a picture of this. He's in a tent. We're all cold. I mean, this is like 5 degrees below zero. He turned to me, and I'm not going to say what he said to me, but he is kind of said, young man, do I look like I'm running a cafe here? And I never have forgotten that. And I said, oh, thank you for the coffee. But I learned right there that coffee tasted so good without the sugar. And your coffee, your brand of coffee, oh, my goodness, you bridge both gaps. You can hit that, the person who wants it a little sweeter, but they don't have to worry about the sugar. That is so, that's just fantastic because sugar is something that we really need to, you know, cut back on in our lives. In fact, a lot of it, because we're, you know, a lot of us drink, consume too much sugar. And I tell you, you know, just looking at your website here, you got a beautiful website. Mokabun, MOKHABUNN.CA. And you got free delivery in Canada and USA on orders over $50. My goodness. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I'm looking here, you know, at your store there, you got specialty coffee, you got Turkish coffee and, you know, brewing gear and what's on sale, filters and grinders and just about a little bit of everything. And my goodness, you got a beautiful site. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to definitely, you know, stop in and look at their website. It's very well done. And it's very impressive. You know, your brewing gear is pour overs, AeroPress, French press, you know, everything you want there. They got it. And I'm just going to ask one question as we're getting ready to close. You know, whenever someone, what is the most common response from a new customer when they try your great coffee?
That's the best coffee that I tried in my life.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm.
If you can go through the reviews, if you can check out our reviews on the coffees, you will find one common answer that this, if it's one of the best coffee that I brewed in my life, if it's not the best. And most of them say that it's the best coffee that they ever tried. Mm. I mean, we get this feedback always.
Mm-hmm. And this is coming from folks, ladies and gentlemen, that have drank coffee for decades. I mean, from all walks of life. I mean, to impress that many people who have drank coffee for all those years. I mean, and also, don't forget, back in 2019 down in Chile, what happened down there? We talked about it a few minutes ago. This is not a test for anybody, but, you know, hello. I mean, a little company starts out in 2018. They go down from Canada down to Chile in 2019, and they walk away with the award. I mean, you know, they probably had some of those coffee roaster guys down there scratching their head like, where did they come from?
Right.
And I love that story. I really do. That's just fantastic. And we've got about a minute and 30 seconds left. And if there's anything else that either one of you would like to share with the folks out there, we've got 1 minute left. Please do. Please do.
Thank you very much, Jim, for hosting us. It was really fun. We've enjoyed every second of this show. One last thing. I just want to remind the listeners to get advantage of the code, of the discount code that we're giving everyone, which is JIM30 to save 30% of their coffee orders. We do ship in Canada and United States free of charge, over $50. So that's it.
Yeah,
you want to add something else?
Sure. We are also there, always there to answer any questions. You can reach us out. We can help you to pick the coffee, pick the method. We can answer any type of questions. We love Speak Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They can join us on our social media because we teach people about specialty coffee. Just if they want to learn about coffee, follow us.